Hello, my name is Kami Saparabhatan, and I'm going to invite you to join me in a 5 to 7 minute somatic practice to locate where grief may be sitting in your body in this moment. After the practice ends, I'll invite you to engage in some form of integration to reflect on anything that emerged for you during this process. So, if you'd like to join me, I'd invite you to begin by finding a comfortable position for your body in this moment. This could be sat down or lying down, depending on what's available to you. Once you've found a comfortable position, I invite you to close your eyes if that feels good, or you can gently rest your gaze somewhere in your space. I invite you to notice any sensations moving in your body or your mind in this moment. These sensations could be quite loud, or they might be quite subtle. Just noticing what you can feel in this moment, what you can observe. I invite you to notice any places where your body is supported in this moment. This might be the soles of your feet against the floor if you're sat down, or perhaps the back of your legs and your back body against the chair. Just noticing these places of connection and support. I invite you to scan your body and find a place that feels the best right now without you having to do anything to it. A place that feels a little bit better than other parts of your body in this moment. And if you're someone that's experiencing pain, I invite you to find a place in your body that feels neutral. Once you've found this place in your body that feels the best right now or neutral, the invitation is to be with it for a few moments, noticing any ripples or shifts in sensation. And if at any point you feel tension or discomfort during this practice, you can just stop. But if this is feeling grounding or like it's reducing stress in some way, I invite you to notice what signals is your body giving you that demonstrates this is grounding or reducing stress in some way. Some signals my body gives me when I'm feeling grounded, can include my belly softening, my heart rate slowing, my thoughts becoming much calmer and slower in pace. You might notice some of the same sensations, or maybe some different sensations. I invite you to observe and notice what's arising for you. Then I invite you to ask this place in your body that feels the best or neutral the following question. Where do I feel grief in my body? Where do I feel grief in my body? And as you allow this question to land in this place that feels the best or neutral, I invite you to observe any sensations, images, or memories that arise. Just noticing. If at any point you feel tears wanting to emerge and flow, I invite you to allow that to move with ease. If you're noticing a place of tenderness in your body, I invite you to meet that place with softness, almost as if you're gently holding or cradling a loved one, ensuring that you're allowing this to be there without trying to make it go away or disappear, just providing loving attention and presence for a few more moments. Okay, so when you're ready, I invite you to bring some movement into your fingers and your toes. You can gently open your eyes if they were closed, and take any stretching or movement that feels good as you come back into your space after the practice. Thank you for giving that a go with me. And if you needed to come out of the practice for any reason, thank you for listening to your needs. As a way to reflect and integrate anything that came up during that experience, I'd invite you to take 5 to 10 minutes, longer if you have time, but 5 to 10 minutes to either journal, draw, or engage in some kind of meditation or movement. If there's another form of integration that feels good for you, feel free to do that. As a suggestion, if you're planning to journal, I would encourage you to try a stream of consciousness approach, meaning you're not paying too much attention to grammar or sentence structure, but just allowing the words to flow out organically. I hope this moment of reflection will allow you to make sense of what came up and what might feel adaptive or supportive as a way to honor your needs and support the grief that may be sitting in your body. If you would like further resources or examples of grief rituals you can experience, I'd invite you to check out either the rituals I put together in the Gen Grief Toolkit, which is available online, or in my debut book, Tending Grief, Embodied Rituals for Holding Our Sorrow and Growing Cultures of Care in Community. Sending warmth your way. Thank you.